This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? It is indeed the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket. And the long wait ends tonight. The Detroit Rams play the Buffalo Bills tonight. Who are you liking that game, Rieger?
You know what, Wojo? I'm going to go with my stock answer. I got the quarterback for the Rams throwing three picks, and I got the Bills with a big victory. Although, I saw this stat.
I got the Bills, too. Teams, and not because of an anti-Stafford thing.
But teams that win, or teams that play that have won the Super Bowl since they've started doing this, the Thursday game, I think they're 10-2.
The team that won the Super Bowl?
The home team that won the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
There's also another crazy stat. In the opening week of teams that are dogs,
Yes, okay.
I think they win 75% of the time.
That bodes well for the Lions.
Right? And the Rams.
They are a slight dog, right?
Two and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797. That's also the ticket text. We've got some Lions stuff to get into. Stephen A. Smith made a few waves on these airwaves earlier.
He did.
Entertaining as always. I have a feeling Lions fans will get their Honolulu blue panties in a bunch, but that's okay.
Well,
you're
this is
to.
The day you're staying past 8 o'clock, right? Didn't you promise me that? Because at 8:30, Stephen A. Smith had, I mean, I got to tell you, a suggestion that I don't think any Lions fan's going to agree with.
Yeah, and fortunately, I won't be here.
Oh, you're not going to be here?
No. I have to go watch the Detroit Rams.
Okay.
But we do need to get into Stephen A. Smith stuff later. We'll bat around a few other topics. But, Rieger, I know you're chomping at the bit. And yes. I know everybody has sort of brought this up on the airwaves and the various shows today, and we need to lay out some rules and guidelines. And no, you don't have to follow them to a T.
You've got to follow this rule.
No, because people didn't follow your little rule last year.
No. Last year was different. It was we want to prove that the Lions are at fault, and we love our Matthew, and he's so good in the community. This year, Wojo, I'm just going to lay it out there.
What?
You have no choice. If you're a Lions fan, you better root against number 9 tonight and every other week. I'm not saying root for him to get injured, although he could have an elbow issue. But you better root for him or against him because it benefits the Lions.
Well, of course, although it also benefited the Lions last year and people. But here's the question, 248-539-9797. Did you get your touchy-feely, win-it-for-staffy, namby-pamby-ish stuff out of your system last year? In other words, if you were one of those wearing one of those goofy Detroit Rams t-shirts, are you now ready to put on your jock strap or your big boy pants and root for what you should root for?
Do what's right.
Do the right thing. He's got his championship. Do you really want to be gluttonous and see him go back to back?
Well, take it a step further. I mean, did you really even get anything out of that championship? Like when you celebrated with your friends and family and when you watched him at the parade, did it do anything for you? Was it really as good as you thought it was going to be? A guy that used to be here goes elsewhere to win a Super Bowl?
Here's another reason to root against Stafford and the Rams.
What's that?
You might save the livelihood of a photographer on a stage at the end of the season.
She did turn out to be kind of a despicable human being, it seems like.
Supposedly.
She had some racist
supposedly, yes.
Post, apparently, on the social media.
She disappeared not just off the stage, but off the map, so to speak.
Stafford won that one, too. I mean, he looked awful when this woman falls off the stage. Then you find out she's a racist, and now he looks like the hero again.
He can fall into, as they say, a vat of pig slop and come out smelling like
it is amazing.
Pancakes.
But, Wojo, listen, I would love to hear from the people. Are we past it? And I think you put it well. Are you past the touchy-feely Stafford moment?
Stafford.
And have you grown up? And are you ready to do the right thing, which is root against the man? But more than anything else, I was trying to figure this out today. As I'm driving around, I was listening to Rico and Mike. They were talking about a similar topic at 2 o'clock. They opened it up with. And Stafford goes on to win a Super Bowl. Verlander went on to win a World Series. Scherzer went on to win a World Series. J.D. Martinez went on to win a World Series. You kind of get where I'm going here. Marian Hossa went on to win three Stanley Cups.
Why are you recapping this?
I need to know, like, is Stafford, is he the one that is the poster child for leave our city and have unbelievable success elsewhere?
Well, first of all, I'm only going to play this little topic game with you. And you said it earlier, but I want you to confirm it. You're not going to obsess about this every week of the year like you did last year.
No. I will, but not on air.
No, you had to see a therapist.
I did, yes.
You started doing drugs and drinking and everything else.
Yeah, I went through different stages
of
grief.
When the 49ers dumbass dropped that interception, you went on a bender. Couldn't find Rieger for 3 days.
Yeah. No, so, that's accurate. My family couldn't find me either.
Tell me you're not doing that, and I'll play along with this topic.
You know what it's going to be like? It's like every movie where somebody has a problem, and they always say, I'm fine, and then the person's friends believe them. They're like, he's fine.
Yeah, he said he was fine.
But then he turns out not to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And they find him underneath an overpass. Yeah.
I thought people think I live underneath an overpass. I live underneath an overpass.
Yeah, as a troll, right.
Yes.
By the way, you're going to get some pushback on this.
There's no way. Before you read these ticket texts.
No, there's pushback.
And before we get to the phones. I refuse to believe it. Are you telling me there are people that are still going to root for Stafford instead of rooting for the Lions benefiting from the Rams losing?
If you're a Lions fan. Now, if you're not a Lions fan, you're allowed to root for Stafford.
Yeah, we're talking to Lions fans.
If you're a Lions fan and you're still rooting for him now you're, and I don't mean this negatively, you're a pansy. You're a candy ass.
Loser.
You're a loser.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here come the ticket text.
All right.
Nope. F your take. Wearing my 9 Rams jersey tonight, laughing at the Lions fans who wanted him gone.
Oh, God, I hope he throws 7 picks. It's texts like this that trigger me.
This ticket text, next one, it's from Dick, it says.
All right.
It was all worth it because you were pissed, Rieger.
Such a dick.
See, they weren't pro-Stafford, they were anti-Rieger. I really partly believe that.
Well, I guess I'm impressed that you all care so much about me and wanting to prove me wrong. By the way, it hurts your football team.
No, they don't care. Ticket text, Stafford is going to make the entirety of 97-1 look like buffoons again.
So let me get this straight.
Wow.
You want me to give it up. You want me to move on. But yet, listen to all these ticket texts.
Because
they don't understand how to be a fan.
Well, I know. I think it's because there's backlash because we're kind of berating them if they feel that way. And
well, they're silly.
I know. And they probably think, like, well, why can't I? He's a nice guy. And then they hear dopes like us call him pansies and berate him. Then they, bow their back a little bit and fight back.
Yeah,
but don't bother fighting back on this one. You need that draft pick to be like in the teens, like 18 or 19.
Don't you need to wish this into existence?
Mm-hmm.
Like you do everything else. Like there is a chance the Rams have been rather healthy the last couple of years. Maybe they get dinged up. Maybe Stafford's elbow is a real issue. And, you read today Pro Football Talk. They say it is still a real issue.
Yeah, he had a procedure done.
Right,
on it.
And he might be on a pitch count. And there's still some discomfort when he throws in that elbow. Then you see that he's working out with Clayton Kershaw, and you see about Tommy John potentially.
See, I wasn't gonna say that, jinx it and rhyme it. Watch out for the Blommy Blonde possibility.
Right.
Yeah. Blonde.
Fine.
Yeah, whatever. And oh my goodness. No. I'll just read them. Why would I root against Stafford when people like Rico, Wojo, and Rieger still bring up the dropped interception as if the Rams still wouldn't have won?
No. They would not have won.
They wouldn't have.
Not to mention, it proved who Stafford is, guys. Listen, I'm not going to focus on this, but it proved who he is. A guy that leads the league in interceptions and pick six, active leader, by the way, and throws two picks a game.
By the way, we do have to get that drop.
Super Bowl.
I know. We do have to get that drop from his new Little Caesars commercial. Pizza, pizza. Pizza, pizza. Pizza, pizza. She berates him into saying it louder and louder. All right.
I tried to berate him into playing better and better here. It didn't work.
Here's people are now trying to bargain with us. It's really getting ugly early. I'd be happy to stop rooting for Stafford once Detroit provides a better football product to root for. Until then, gonna root for the guy who played his heart out for the Lions.
Can I answer that one?
Stafford losing would
actually help the Lions provide a better product for you.
Well, they would contend that it would improve it marginally. Like,
I don't know.
Maybe they draft 19th instead of 24th. They're not going to win the Super Bowl again.
I mean, you wouldn't.
Did I say,
I don't know what you just said there.
Apparently, that guy thinks Matthew Stafford's the only one that tried hard his entire career here.
Oh, I know. There's a chance that's true. No, that's not true. There were a few others.
He was tough.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Kevin. No, but 248-539-9797. We'll get to the ticket text and the phones.
Do you think we get any rounds of boos for Jameson Williams taking the field for the first time wearing number 9?
Oh.
You know, he was so nice to reach out to Stafford. What's Stafford going to say? No, J-Mo, you can't wear my number.
Well, depends on when he takes the field for the first time.
Fans not root for him because he's not the real number 9.
Yeah. Give up the jersey. Give up the jersey. If that chant breaks out at Ford's Field, I'll be very disgusted.
And then he catches 3 touchdown passes and people quickly forget.
I will say this before we go to the break, and we'll come back and take your calls and read more ticket texts, 248-539-9797. This ticket text restores a tiny bit of faith in the Detroit Lions fandom, okay?
Yes.
From Steve in the car. The Detroit Rams thing is the saddest thing I've ever seen in sports fandom.
I would agree. Pathetic.
You're now being pitied, mocked. And don't just fight back because you're offended that we're making fun of you. Change your ways.
No, listen, you have to do what's right. Do what's right for the Detroit Lions. You don't realize this, but your fandom has consequences and people and things react to
it. I have a better strategy.
What?
Root against them, but pretend like you're not supporting Rieger. Just pretend like you never heard Rieger.
I'm totally fine with that.
Pretend like I don't even know, really. I have no idea. I came up with this on my own. I'm rooting against him now.
I'll start rooting for him so you can root against him.
248-539-9797.
I hope he throws 3 picks tonight.
On the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket.